This clip was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For more information about the UK Wine Show, you can go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, I'm here with Bruce Walker. You are the chairman of the Vintners Association. You also work for Vincor, which are owned by Constellation, which is one of the biggest wine producing companies in the world. And you are the vice president of government and industrial relations. We're going to talk a wee bit about industrial relations in the wine and dealing with the Canadian government. I've been to Canada, and one of the things I noticed was what seemed, from my point of view, quite regulated. You know, it seemed a lot more regulated, particularly more than the UK and New Zealand and Australia, where I've had most of my experience. Canada is part of the Commonwealth, so I would have thought you'd be more along our lines, a bit more chilled back about these sort of things. Do you want to just comment on regulation in Canada?
Certainly. Canada, as you say, Chris, is a more regulated environment when it comes to alcohol in beverage, whether it's beer or spirits or wine. Every province, and there are 10 provinces in Canada and 3 territories, but speaking of the provinces, all control beverage alcohol sale within their jurisdiction. So at the provincial level, there's a fair significant tax and revenue implication. And also they are responsible to control the distribution and sale of beverage alcohol to ensure that Canadians don't misbehave in their consumption of alcohol, that they are moderate consumers, if you will, and that underage is protected and so forth. So the provinces tend to control and want to continue to control alcohol revenues and therefore alcohol retailing and distribution. There are, in every province, there are different distribution channels of distribution, both retail and wholesale. In Ontario, the government-controlled stores are the Liquor Control Board of Ontario, the largest purchaser of beverage alcohol in the world, the single largest purchaser of beverage alcohol, I believe, in the world. And they have government stores, about 600 government stores in the province. Mm-hmm. And they oversee and control all of the sale of beverage alcohol. Now, within that, the brewers, the beer industry, have their own retail system, which they operate themselves under, again, the control of the province. And the local wine industry actually have 300 and a little over 300 retail stores in which they can sell local wines.
Yep.
And only wines that they produce themselves. So a winery, if it had 15 licenses, could only sell its own wine in those stores.
So if I wanted to be a wine importer, can I still import wine and sell it in Canada?
Or absolutely.
You can.
But you must go through the Liquor Control Board of Ontario. The Liquor Control Board of Ontario is the only place that an importer can retail their wine, is in the 600 LCBO stores.
And if they don't want to list the wine that I want to import, does it get into the country?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
So, and that's the same in every province. The liquor control boards of each province control listings and distribution channels.
So what happens, does that mean that in Canada you've got a smaller range-wise? Like, one of the great things about the UK is almost every wine in the world is available here if you go looking. Is the pot a wee bit smaller in Canada?
If you travel, I was just going to say, in the province of Alberta, which is our fourth largest province out in Western Canada, it's completely free enterprise retailing. Now, the government of Alberta, the province, still controls the distribution, the warehousing and distribution, but you virtually any import exporter can bring their wine to Alberta, and then it is drawn into the retail system in a normal fashion. So it's almost, what I will say, a private enterprise retail system. And then you get British Columbia, which is a mixture of government stores and private enterprise stores. And then Quebec, where you can sell wine in grocery stores as well as government-controlled stores. So there's quite a mixture. Every province is different.
My experience with Quebec wine shops is they only seem to sell French wines.
There certainly is a high incidence, if you will, or a high percentage of French wine sold in Quebec.
Yeah, so there is a reasonable range of wines.
Oh, there is. And even in Quebec, they pride themselves in the government stores particularly of carrying high-end wines from around the world, but certainly a predominance of French.
One of the things I find about government regulation is you put a lot of regulation on people, and they just find ways around it. And Canadians are well known for brewing their own wine and beer at home. You know, it is almost like the main hobby. So do you think that this regulation is good in terms of managing people's alcohol consumption, given that they'll just brew a load themselves?
Well, it's another industry in Canada. In the two provinces, whether it's a wine industry, a grape and wine industry, British Columbia and Ontario, it is legal to own a what we call a brew your own or brew on premise, or you know, make your own wine or beer in a shop that has an area for making wine and so forth. So you can go in, buy a kit, a winemaking kit, and start the fermentation process in a barrel and produce, you know, 30 cases or whatever of whatever you want to make legally. Come and take it home. Now, you're only required to pay excise tax, federal excise tax on that wine.
What's the
excise tax? Is the federal, every country has as a what we call an excise tax. It's the way the federal government make money as well.
It's a duty.
Duty. It's a duty so that any time beverage alcohol is made for consumption, it has to pay excise tax.
I've heard stories, and this might be illegal now, but where people can buy grapes and they just do it at home.
Oh, they can, and that's quite legal, and they pay no tax. That's at home, yes. Home winemaking, as you said earlier, is very, very popular in Canada.
Is it good stuff?
Any I've tasted has been of questionable quality.
That'd be because they haven't gone through the Vintners Association.
Right.
Excellent. In terms of your role now dealing with government regulation, all that sort of stuff, obviously you don't want to put yourself in a difficult position here, but do you find that the government's quite easy to work with, or do you find it's a bit like banging your head against a brick wall sometimes?
Well, you know, there are pros and cons to any system, but I would say on balance that for our domestic industry, we are very well treated by the provincial government liquor system, liquor store and distribution system. In most cases, they support the domestic industry to some extent, as we are contributing to the local economy and to the Canadian economy, which is good for us all. So on balance, I'd say it's a positive thing. As a customer, as a retailer, they pay their bills on time. They merchandise well. They're very good retailing merchandisers. So I give credit to every provincial liquor system.
That is quite surprising, given that they're a monopoly. You know, normally monopolies are pretty rubbish.
They take their job seriously. In fact, the president and CEO of both the Liquor Board of Ontario and separately the Liquor Board of British Columbia, both were retailers in the department store business with the Bay, which is a large department store retailer in Canada, very sophisticated. So there we have people coming from private retail industry into the liquor boards over the last few years. So you have a very sophisticated sales and marketing teams at most of the liquor boards today.
Just touching on the different types of, now more for the wine producers, we talked in a previous interview about Appellation Contrôlée. There's the VQA. Do you want to talk about that, and also a wee bit of, is there any other standards? Like in France, you have AC, Appellation Contrôlée, but you have also Vin de Pays, Vin de Table.
In Canada, there are two labeling ways to go. VQA, which is Vintners Quality Alliance, that's in law, requires that the wines be 100% Canadian grown grapes and vinted in according to a standard, which is pretty close to the standard of the AOC and the DOC in France and Italy. So we patterned and designed our appellation system very much in terms of what was very successful in Europe. So that would be, so if there's a VQA acronym on the label, the logo stamp on the label, you'll know that's 100% Canadian grown and 100% vinted according to the regulation requirements. There is also a term cellared in Canada, which is the words "Cellared in Canada" by the name of the vintner from either domestic or a combination of domestic and imported grapes. It has to state that on the label, and there is no VQA on those labels, so you know that those wines are at least a blend of local and imported wine. So that's the two different types.
Okay.
Of wine.
And in terms of VQA, is there any tasting standards or anything like that? Is it more about where the grapes come from than any particular quality standard that they have to reach?
They have to reach not only the quality standard required in terms of vinification, but also both British Columbia and Ontario, the two largest growing regions, have taste panels, which must pass every blend or every wine that is submitted. And have to be submitted to the taste panel.
What happens if they fail the taste?
They don't get VQA status, and they can resubmit rework the wine and resubmit it for another taste panel. I think they can come back three times with the same vintage from the same producer. If it fails a third time, that's it.
It gets dropped.
And
down
it will
to
not
the...
get VQA status. It'll drop to cellared status or a non-VQA. Yes.
Okay. All right. And are you quite happy with how the Canadian system works? You know, do you have much experience with other systems around the world? And what would you say are the pros and cons of your system?
Well, our system, as I said earlier, is patterned very much after the European system, the French.
Not just in terms of your appellation contrôlée, in terms of your whole management of the liquor industry.
The whole issue of retailing and merchandising and so forth. I think we always lean towards private retailing as being a place to go because with less controls, and as a large producer, now I'll speak with Vincor hat on, we'll survive and do very well in any system. I would say we are very adaptable and I think very able and capable of doing that. We're very familiar with the systems around the world, particularly now with our affiliation with Constellation. Mm-hmm. But we'd already begun to go international prior to that. On balance, though, I would say the system in Canada works very well. Certainly works very well for the domestic industry. And I think for most foreign producers who, once they've achieved listings in a liquor board, are very happy with the system because it continues. The process of ordering and the distribution channels are very well organized.
Yep.
So I think it's a matter, yes, you have to apply for and get a listing, but at the end of the day, once you have your listing, they merchandise you very well and there are many opportunities to promote your wine. So I think the system works well.
Excellent. All right, Bruce, I think we'll wrap it up there. Thank you very much for your time.
Okay.